You're listening to SBS News.
Ashley Stevenson has been living in poverty for the last 7 years. Unable to find a job and without a home, she's been struggling to get by.
Well, it's poverty in all its ugliness. You can maybe find someone who will let you share their roof. You can scrabble for meals. And you can basically keep breathing and keep a heartbeat. But life is more than having a heartbeat.
She says COVID has brought an unexpected silver lining, with job seeker payments doubling at the height of the crisis.
It's enabled me to do necessary things, not just the ultimate in survival. To be able to get my teeth checked, to be able to look forward to getting a new pair of glasses, to getting new hearing aids, to never having to worry about where I'm going to get the money for my next lot of medication.
But she's worried she'll have to return to just scraping by when the job seeker payments revert to their old rate of just $40 a day. And she's not alone. According to Casey Chambers from Anglicare, one in two people on unemployment payments needed help to buy basics like food or medicine before the pandemic even hit.
There's more people on that now. We've got 1.6 million Australians living on the job seeker allowance. And we've actually got 1 million children in households that are dependent on job seeker.
The uncertainty is causing anxiety amongst the community. The government has stayed tight-lipped on whether the payments will continue in their current form.
We know that there's quite a high level of anxiety and stress. That's something we'd really like to see eradicated.
A mini-budget slated for next week should provide more detail on the future of the unemployment benefits. But that's come too late for the charity sector. The head of the Australian Council of Social Service, Cassandra Goldie, has put out a national call to action for a permanent increase to the payment.
We urge the government to give people confidence, let them know that it's going to be adequate and enough to cover the basics for as long as they need it.
As for Ms. Stevenson, she has already seen the benefits of a brighter future. She hopes to stay ahead, but is also wary of falling back behind.
I've lived without for a very long time, and I know a lot of other people have too. I hope we don't go back to that, but I am prepared in case we do.
Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.